with, you know, the power greed teams.
Well, put on the brakes here, Hans.
I want to hear.
The bus is really.
Thank you, Dan Jackson.
I think Wisconsin must be riding the short bus or something because the short memory bus. No, I don't believe it's cheating, and I don't believe that. Because
so unfair advantages are okay?
No, I'm just...
because if one team can do it, they all should do it, right?
Right.
Okay, so do you think that they should have bowl games stripped from them because they did take an unfair advantage and they did fire their coach? Do you think that they should strip the bowl games from them to teach the rest of the league a question? No. You don't.
Because I believe that's socialist.
What, stripping games from somebody?
Stripping wins from people.
Wrong. Even if they cheated?
It wasn't cheating.
Let me give you an example, okay? There was a boxing match.
Yeah.
And the trainer actually put cement in, not finished cement, powdered cement. So as the match went on, his gloves got harder and harder and harder.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, that's kind of what happened with Ohio State because they kept this practice up for a long time and they kept getting these recruits that otherwise, if they didn't cheat, they wouldn't have gotten maybe the Bosa brothers. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So if they cheated to get those people and those people were part of the product that produced their success that faltered the other teams from being able to enjoy that success, what is the punishment for teams that are cheating?
I don't know. You can't take the past away from them.
So if a man goes out and has gloves and
different because we're talking an individual sport.
Well, we are, but we're talking about... Do you think a team plays as a team? I mean, a team's a team, right?
A team is a team.
Yeah. So if a team is infected with greed or whatever, if their team cheated, shouldn't it affect everybody on the team?
Because I don't think so. I think that starts at the top. I think it starts with your head coach. And I think that's why we moved on from him.
So do you think that, and I think Ohio State's not the only one to do this. I mean, this has been
No, this has been going on forever in football.
Well, let me ask you this. So do you believe that their wins are real wins? I mean, if you have to cheat to win, it doesn't matter if it's a team sport or anything. If you cheat to win and you win and you're cheating, is it really a win?
I don't see where they cheated, though. That's where I'm trying to understand here.
Okay, if you have an unfair advantage with bringing people into your program, 5-star recruits, 4-star recruits, because you're doing something illegal, that automatically means you're stacking the deck. It's almost like you handpicking the cards that you want to play in your poker game.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other teams get the leftovers. So you pick your cards and you get them illegally, okay, through fraud. You got the best team. You got the team you wanted because you went outside of the box of rules.
Right.
And then the other team gets to pick over what's left. Don't you think?
I think that Ohio State handled that right. They went to him and they said, hey, why don't you? I think they went to him and told him to step down. If not, we're going to fire you. I think the university did it the right way, the only way they could really do it. Okay. You can't take it out on the kids. You can't take it out on the kids that go to college, you know, that didn't know about this. I'm sure there's a lot of team members that did not know nothing about this when they got picked like that. Well, they didn't know the rules. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't Michigan get stripped from bowl games for the same thing?
I think so.
Okay, well, so the question is this. Fair is fair. Equality is equality. Why does Ohio State get away with it, but Michigan didn't?
Because we're better. I don't know.
You definitely are better at getting 5- and 4-star recruits. you know, yeah, it is. It's just a question. You know, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. It's all about character.
Right.
And it starts at the head coaching level, like I said. And he makes out the character of your team.
He does. I want to ask you something. I'm just going to, like, change topics here, if that's okay with you.
Oh, well, go for it.
what do you think of Washington, D.C. Bowser, mayor? Okay. Yeah. What do you think about her saying, oh, you can't dance at your weddings. You can't have a sit-down reception. You can't have a dancing reception. Dancing has been outlawed in Washington, D.C. Hey, Audrey.
Well, D.C., for one, is not a state.
No, but...
Which is unusual, but it is part of the United States.
Right. So the mayor there...
So the mayor there is basically trying to throw her socialist views points at people that want to get married. she's dictating to them that they can't do this, they can't do that at their wedding because of what? The jab.
Okay, so here's my thing. When I first saw the story like a week ago, I was like, this has got to be made up. This, you know what I mean? And then it immediately popped in my head, you know, the day the music died. Remember right. that? Well, now the day that dancing died.
Right.
You literally can get fined. All these wedding places, and they no longer can practice their trade because who wants to get married if you can't dance?
Right.
Now, what I'm saying is this, Ed, you know, you can agree with me, you could disagree with me. I really don't care because right. I'm just me.
Right.
Nobody's going to tell me if I can dance or I can't dance.
You got that right. And that's the way I feel about it.
Nobody.
Because it's socialistic to even think that you can tell me what I'm going to do with my life and how I'm going to live it.
Well, if,
just
if
like
you take,
this whole Jabzilla thing.
Right. Well, if you take just everything, the political ideologies out of it.
Yeah.
When one person tells another person that they can't do that, and it's always out of the name of safety.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Give up freedom for a little safety. You deserve neither, right?
Right.
That really kind of makes me angry.
It does me, too, because you can't tell me if I'm going to dance, I'm going to dance. If I don't want to dance, I don't want to dance. It's my prerogative, not your prerogative. Don't worry about what I do. You worry about what you do, Miss Mayor.
Right. If you want to stay away, stay away.
Yeah.
If you don't, don't.
Yeah.
But don't pretend like you're protecting me.
Not unless you're mayoral dictatorial.
I want to know what other people think. It is. My sister said straight out of Footloose. It is. Do you remember the kids need to dance? The kids right. need to, you know.
So I take it the mayor's favorite song is I Can't Dance. You know what?
Yes.
Right.
Now, you're singing that song, and I'm on the other side of that spectrum. I'm going Bowie here. I'm saying, let's dance, take
right.
off. You know what I'm saying?
Saturday Night, what is that Saturday Night Fever song? Boom,
boom, boom. You know, yeah. all I'm saying
I know,
is
just
this.
Leave us alone, man.
Leave us the hell alone. You know,
you government officials, mayors, governors, whatever, senators.
I'm super libertarian
just
when it comes to
leave
this.
Leave us alone.
Absolutely.
Leave us peacefully. Let us live our lives.
Right.
Quit. You've already humstrung the public for 2 years, 2.5 years. I can't even. Yeah, I know. That's the new word of the day. Humstrung.
Yeah, that's from the land of poisonous
nuts.
That's
right.
Humstrung.
That's right.
No. Dance, folks.
Yes.
There's nothing dance. More invigorating than dancing.
That's right.
You know what?
Let's dance the night away, ladies.
If you're sick, don't hug people.
Right.
Keep your distance.
Right.
But if you're not, go up and hug everybody. Go dancing with them. Do whatever.
That's right.
And remember this. If a cop wants to arrest me for dancing,
that's
I hope
right.
all of my friends come
that's
up
right.
there and just start raising hell.
And Mr. Copper, if you're going to arrest me, don't arrest the two ladies. Okay, that's right. all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. It gets to me that they have that kind of power.
Right.
And people think that it's okay. People are like, well, they're trying to save it. Save us. Really save us? People
right.
don't have enough common sense. We have to have a nanny state where the government is telling us,
yeah.
I can't dance.
Oh,
you can't go to church.
Walk. You can't walk.
And magically.
And you can't talk because I'm doing all the talking for you because
hey,
I'm your parent.
You want to go to D.C.? Go into Walmart.
Yeah.
I bet you can dance in there.
Yeah.
You want to make, you know, because.
Big Daddy government. You
know, Walmart, miraculously, is completely sterile.
It's unbelievable. The ghost. Move through the room.
I'm telling
without
you.
Without touching a thing.
So we're talking about superpowers, right? I want to talk about this. Look at this. This is 8 real, amazing animal superpowers. You want to talk about this?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Meet the nature's own Justice League. Number one, sharks can sense the Earth's magnetic field.
Ooh.
Now, that's kind of cool.
That is
cool. You know, it's like, what's the coolest thing that you ever saw anybody do in a show?
In a show?
Yeah, that kind of reminds you of this. Anything? Anything? Bueller.
Mr. Yeah.
Who was it? Is it Mr. Boston that can do that?
Magneto?
Oh, well, Magneto just pulls on iron and stuff, but
yeah.
use the Earth's magnetic field
yeah.
and stuff, okay? But sharks literally can do it in real life. You know what I'm saying? That is cool, don't you think?
That is cool.
Okay. Number two, bats are born with complex knowledge of physics. How do they know that? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. They could be back crazy to believe that.
Everybody knows bats use echolocation to find their prey. They send out sound waves and detect insects and other animals based on reflections of sound. Now, you know what's really cool? I watched this blind guy the other day, and it's actually a documentary. This guy goes around and goes, and he does the same thing, this echolocation. So what they did is they took this blind guy out to this back of this home with a patio pool, you know,
right?
And they had him do his echolocation, and then he came back and they had him draw it. And it was almost identical to what he was just walking in.
That's weird.
And that's awesome.
It's weirdly awesome, but...
Well, I mean, you know. Just think. I think that we actually have a lot of these abilities, but we're so dumbed down, and the third eye isn't open anymore, so we're not sensitive to the types of things that we can actually do. Sore. Yeah, you know. Sea cucumbers can liquefy and solidify their bodies.
Hmm.
Now, I know I've seen that before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's somebody can just, whoosh, yeah. What person could do that?
No, I can't.
Could Aquaman do that?
Probably.
Turn into water and then turn back into human?
Yeah.
You know, how does a guy like you compete with Jason Momoa?
I have no competition because he's got me beat.
Hairy frogs break and eject their bones to create claws. What do you think of that?
Wow.
Any animal that can break its own bones and do something constructive like make claws, that's actually kind of scary. Like, we're talking prehistoric. If there was going to be an animal that was a criminal, it'd be him.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Imagine, you could actually write a cartoon about this. Imagine a hairy frog that, you know, mutates and breaks its own bones to create a claw.
Right.
You know where I'm going with this?
Trogger.
Imagine what Pixar could do with that.
Be like a half troll, half frog. Trogger. Kids, get the video game in store soon.
Mantis shrimp's punch hits as hard as a bullet.
Hmm.
How hard do you think you hit?
I think I hit pretty hard. I used to hit pretty hard. One hit and usually down.
Were you one of those guys that played the boxing game?
Yeah. At the bar.
Yeah, and spun around and fell on the floor while you're laughing and, you know, just
did. When I first did it, I almost did.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your score on it?
Oh, God, I can't remember.
Was it like an 840, 860?
Something like that. It was real low, and then I was so disappointed. Oh. I'm like,
Audrey says it sounds like Wolverine to me, and she's right.
It does.
The frog?
Yeah, I mean, it did. Yeah.
But a mantis shrimp's punch hits hard as a bullet. Just to imagine weight for weight.
And right.
Talk about physics for a second. Can you imagine being underwater and having enough strength to punch like they do? Right. You ever tried to punch underwater?
Yeah.
Well, you know, usually don't go underwater, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. But I've been under a swimming pool. Like, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah. Matt Finn said Pope went mutant. I mean, Pepe went mutant.
Okay, now we have the nemesis. For the frog that breaks its bones to make, you know, I'm going to call them talons. A dragon millipede spits cyanide.
Mm.
this is all real stuff. Okay, listen to this. The dragon millipede is a pretty pink in color and kind of smells like almonds. If you find one, though, don't touch it. This thing is death itself, just with a nice bow on top. Mm. Kind of sounds like my ex-wife.
Right.
But instead of fire, this dragon breathes clouds of pure hydrogen cyanide. In case you don't know what that is, let's just say it's the most toxic substance on the planet. That pink coloring is actually a natural warning sign. The millipedes are basically saying, just try eating me. I dare you.
Mm.
They are so toxic that one can kill 18 pigeon-sized birds. And that's pretty good for an inch-long millipede. Now, okay, imagine this now for a second. Producers, Rodney Lee Conover, calling Rodney Lee Conover, frog, mutant frog, bone-breaking talon maker, versus Dred. Dragon millipede spitting cyanide.
Mm.
You see, you just got to go to nature, man. You don't have to mix. You don't have to have this great.
You don't have to have TNT or anything to blow somebody up or kill them. Just right there, millipede spit cyanide.
Yeah, or you know, you could go back and you could create a movie like Tropic Thunder,
right?
And you could have like one of the guys instead of having a gun, throwing dragon millipedes at people,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to a good friend I've seen on here.
Sure.
Scotty Harris. Good to see you, brother. Did many a Patriot Scotty rallies Harris. With that man. Really? Well, I did one. But it was a big one in West Virginia.
Nice.
Would have done more if I was closer to him. But Missouri's kind of far away from West Virginia.
Yeah. No, it's a long ways. West Virginia is one of the states that's having a problem with their gas.
Really?
No. Yeah. Does everybody know who shortage. Tim Pool is?
Yes.
Okay. So Tim Pool was doing his show yesterday, and he brought out evidence. Now, I'm just saying, and I want to know what you guys think about this. He has evidence of multiple news stations bringing out a gas shortage before
it even happened.
Yep.
It doesn't surprise me.
Okay, now this guy is not a conspiracy theorist. No, Tim Pool is not a conspiracy theorist.
He hates conspiracy theorists. I mean, that belief.
So, I mean, so what would be the advantage to kind of like test the people, like throw it out there?
That's what it is. It's a test.
He literally has videos from the day before it was hacked.
Well, here's the whole deal, Hans. I believe we're all being tested through Agenda 2130 right now. We're a test of our will. It's a test of our humanism versus what's the not reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically, we're in a virtual reality state of mind, or you're in a human mind right now.
Right. Audrey said, no gas issues here, station, or personal, just saying.
Right.
But well, I hope it's not personal, because she eats a lot of tacos.
But, right. Yeah. Slimy green alien tacos.
Well, right. I mean, here's the thing. I believe that people in power have been doing things like this for a long time. When they say conspiracy... sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's not. Like when they were saying, well, it's a conspiracy that they're trying to mind control you, and they're doing tests to see how they can mind control you. And then it comes out that Google literally was in practice of mind control. And now through advertising and marketing and things like that, they show how they can emotionally manipulate you into buying something through the research they have done on mind control.
Right.
So it's not so far as a stretch to say, it literally is mind control. It's not a conspiracy anymore.
No. And everything that's happening in 2021 is no surprise to me. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Guys like me, guys like you, that we've talked about these things, and it's just some people are just caught off guard by it. I've got family members that are caught off guard by this, you know.
What?
Because they don't pay attention. They pay attention to what the news anchor says, but they don't pay attention to their surrounding. They don't do their own research. And then you get the negativity thrown back in your face saying, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Thank you very much.
Well,
thanks for coming.
Let me just explain this show to you just for a second.
Yes.
In America today.
Yes.
We had one of the most prestigious sports events ever corrupted by the use of physically altering drugs.
Yeah.
We have a gas shortage that was reported before the gas shortage happened.
Yes.
We learned that there are millipedes that are deadly.
They have cyanide.
We found out about a frog that breaks its own bones to create finger daggers. And Washington, D.C. is not allowing dancing at weddings. What the hell kind of world are we living in?
Upside down.
You know what I'm saying?
We're living in an upside down world because they're making it an upside down world. Because we're living in their world and we're just walking through it.
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm living in my world.
Well, I'm living in my world, but
you know what I'm saying?
You got to think. They're the rich elite. And you know where I'm going with this. The top 100 rich elite.
Right.
What it is, they think they control our thought process. They think they control what they can tell us. And they think that, you know, most of the population is going to buy into it, which they have.
Right.
Well, over the years. I mean, but people are starting
them.
To wake.
Well, that's
there
on
are
them.
A few people that are waking up.
I see that word wake, woke. Woke. I hate that word. I hate it.
That's why I don't say woke. I say wake.
I'm an individual, and I do things the way I want it.
Right.
You know, I'm a younger middle-aged man.
Right.
And I don't want anybody telling me what to do. So I live my life the way that I want to, and I try really hard not to hurt people, other people. I sure as hell make sure that I don't impede other people's, you know, freedoms. But I just live the way that I want to. And I wish the rest of America would do that.
I agree. And I think since we're in the middle of this story, and you know how I like to read, we read a story and
I got two animals left.
Oh, well, daggone. I was going to play right into the wake.
To the wake? Yeah, I don't want to talk about wake. Woke,
well, we're going to talk about the woke, awaken. Wake, wake. No, we're talking about wake.
No, that's for sleep time.
I know. Well.
Okay, I'm going to begrudgingly.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hansen. I got my wife for once. Playing dead.
Who's playing dead?
Yes. I told you we were talking about wake.
Oh.
Okay. Woman forces friends to mourn her at fake funeral where she lies in coffin for hours.
Why?
I have no idea.
There's a financial benefit to this.
Okay. Mayra Alonzo was so desperate to know what it felt like to die that she rented a coffin and organized her own rehearsal funeral.
Well, hang on a second. Do you think that people knew about that? I mean, if you're going to rent your own coffin.
Well, that's what she's saying.
All right, well, go for it. Keep going.
She says, where family pretended to mourn.
Ooh.
Oh, that's just so terrible. I'm telling you. We'd be lying if we said we hadn't ever pondered over what it might be like to pass away. You know, is there an afterlife? How many people will come to your funeral? That kind of stuff. But while wistfully thinking about life after death is fairly normal, if a little morbid thing to do, one woman has taken it to a whole new level by organizing her own funeral. Except she's still alive. In fact, Mayra Alonzo was so eager to know what it felt like to die that she forced her nearest and dearest to mourn her at a fake funeral where she lay in a rented coffin for hours pretending to be dead.
So
what is your thoughts about this 59-year-old Dominican Republic woman who staged her own funeral rehearsal?
Oh, that's what it is. It's a dress rehearsal. I'm going to say narcissism to the max.
I don't think it gets any worse than that.
No, I want to find out who really has time for me. I want to find out who really, you know.
She must be loaded with cash to do all this.
Maybe she was trying to figure out her will.
Yeah, I'm telling you because it was expensive trying to just get a funeral for my wife. I can imagine doing a fake.
Oh, she had plenty of money, I'm sure.
She had to.
Well, maybe she set up a GoFundMe.
Well, that,
you know, and
I'm going to set up a GoFundMe to fake my death.
No. What she does is she had a friend that was helping her with it.
Oh.
And, you know, she faked her death so she could make some money. And she was so narcissistic that she actually didn't care about anybody.
Right.
You know, almost like sociopathic.
It is. I mean, this is kind of where I wanted to go with that, you know. Not the kind of wake you were expecting, was it?
No, for sure.
All right. But back to your story.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Lyrebirds can imitate pretty much anything. Is that a superpower?
Oh, let's say, yeah.
See, lyrebirds are the Dan Bakers of the world. Like, give me your best impersonation of a lyrebird mocking Turtlehead.
Turtle.
No, I was talking about Turtlehead.
I know.
Okay. Turtle.
I'm not too turly enough for your turtle.
All right, you're hitting the danger zone.
Danger.
Lyrebirds.
Straight
really.
To the danger zone.
Can you sing some the Go-Go's?
No.
Come on, do some Go-Go's. That's your type of music.
We've got the beat.
I would do a heavy metal version.
Can't you do the girl part, though?
No.
I want to hear the girl part from you.
No.
Why not? No.
That wouldn't sound right.
No, do the high pitch thing. I want to hear it, man. Everybody out there is asking for it.
Yeah.
We got the beat. We got the... Well, can't you do... We got the beat. We
got... No, I don't think I can go that low.
No. Okay. Well, I'm still waiting for him to drop, brother. Immortal jellyfish are immortal.
Right.
Turaopsis dorni, a tiny jellyfish living in tropical waters, is also known as the immortal jellyfish. That is just because it tells the Grim Reaper to take a hike. When the immortal jellyfish gets hurt, sick, or old, it simply turns back the clock. It can revert back to its larval form, resetting its biological clock and starting its life brand new. The jellyfish can repeat this process infinitely, rendering them biologically immortal as long as they don't get eaten or die from disease before they can complete their rebirth. The immortal jellyfish literally will live forever. What do you think of that?
That's pretty awesome.
Don't you wish we could do that?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Do you really want to live forever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I actually want to see how more stupid we can get as a society.
Well, I'm going to live forever, but it won't be here. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I hear you.
But that is really cool. So let's think about this. 8 things that are real that we only see in comic books. Immortal life, which is from a jellyfish. Lyrebirds that can pretty much imitate anything. I mean, right. They're, you know, following you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dragon millipedes that spit cyanide.
Oh.
Mantis shrimps that punch just as hard as a bullet hits. Yeah. Hairy frogs that break and eject their bones to create claws.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sea cucumbers that can liquefy and then solidify their bodies.
Wow.
Bats that are physics majors. And sharks that use the magnetic field to hunt prey and keep out of trouble. Hmm. Now, there's something to all this.
There is.
The beauty of nature, the complexity of nature, things that we already have here.
Yeah.
I bet you they don't even know how this stuff works.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw something very, very, very scary to me. And I looked it up, and this guy, he happens to be a scientist. He is creating animals, splicing DNA together.
Yeah, I think I read something about this recently.
Okay, at first I thought this is BS. It's not real.
I thought so too, but then the more you read, it's like anything's possible nowadays.
This guy is literally splicing things together like deer and pythons.
Yeah.
Deer.
Like Frankenstein.
Cobras. Creating
a real life Frankenstein animal.
Yes, animals that are poisonous, yeah. Mammals. Okay, yeah. Now there was only one known poisonous mammal on Earth,
right?
Okay, and that was the duck-billed platypus.
Yeah.
Okay, but now this guy's making deer splitting. Do you think that at some point that's going to backfire, and people that are trying to play God are going to screw everything up?
Oh, I think so too.
Because the year 2020, the year 2019, and now we're in 2021, I can literally see something like poisonous deer kills man on walk. And
yeah.
It could be totally believable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's possible. Yeah.
Man charged with terrorism for throwing, you know, poisonous millipede at people.
Right.
Know? Cyanide attack from millipede. I could see this stuff now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's something to think about, and I believe that playing God always backfires.
And it'll backfire because we know who's in charge, the real
Amen.
God. Yeah.
All right. Folks, I want you to have a great, wonderful day. Remember, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Crankers, yes. Go to thecostclub.com.
Thecostclub.com.
Check out Morning Crankers. We're going to put some more stuff on there. I'm waiting for the Frisbees. I want the glow-in-the-dark Frisbees.
Oh, man, that'd be cool.
And cornhole. I want to put cornhole boards up there. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks. We love you.
Yeah, love you guys.
Have a good Thursday.